The All Blacks bounced back from two straight defeats to end their year with a comprehensive 38-0 win over Argentina in Newcastle and all but seal the Tri Nations trophy. So normal service restored following New Zealand's first ever loss to the Pumas. And the critics calling for coach Ian Foster to go have been silenced, well, at least for now. RNZ's rugby reporter Joe Porter is with us. Kia ora, Joe. What did you make of the game? Was it a question of the All Blacks being brilliant, or were the Pumas just done?
Moreno, Susie. Yeah, the All Blacks were brilliant at times, and the Pumas were, like you say, a little bit dumb, a little bit spent. Look, they had five guys in that Argentinian side from the team that had drawn with the Wallabies and beaten the All Blacks, so a completely different team. Obviously, very emotionally and physically drained after what's been a big campaign for them after having played no rugby at all this year. So I guess just, yeah, it was just a bridge too far for the Pumas this weekend. They'd already really achieved them, you know, that great, fantastic win over the All Blacks, that watershed win, and then the draw against the Wallabies. So they had nothing to lose. They'd already, you know, were heroes back home. And I think that just they lacked a little bit of motivation. They lacked their top team. There's obviously a big gap in depth between their first team and their second team. And it was just, like I said, a bridge too far. The All Blacks, very pleasing the way they bounced back. It was pretty much the same team that lost to Argentina, so it was good to see those guys respond, play at a much higher level. And while it wasn't completely perfect, the All Blacks did leave a lot of opportunities out there on the field. At least they were creating them. And again, 38-0, you can't really argue with the scoreline.
So that will of course please Ian Foster. Does that mean the coach's job is now safe?
Well, safe for now, certainly. Look, I mean, the NZR have been relatively, I guess, prudent in only giving Ian Foster a contract until the end of next year. Typically they give 4-year contracts during a World Cup cycle, from the end of one World Cup to the end of the next. This time around, they've only done 2 years. So the end of 2021, Ian Foster's contract is up. Now, I guess he's safe for now. If they had lost to Argentina, there may have been people baying for his blood even before that contract would expire. But I think now people can sit back, say, hey, it wasn't perfect, but they responded well. Foster will be pleased with how his Chargers have played in that final game. We wait and see now next year when they play the Springboks, hopefully, when they play England and France, two teams looking very good in the Northern Hemisphere, where they actually are. I think we'll get a much better read then of what Ian Foster's job safety looks like at the end of next year. But, yep, safe for now, and he'll be happy with the way they've ended the year.
It has been a strange year. I mean, it's been strange for everyone, for sports in general, an odd international season, the way that it has been structured for the All Blacks. So I suppose how much can we really read into these results when it's been such an odd year?
I know, yeah, it is tricky. I think you're right. I'm not sure if we can read a huge amount into it. Obviously, sort of three wins, two losses and a draw, not great for Ian Foster. But the All Blacks didn't have their July test, which is where they're usually rusty and get that rust out. They didn't sort of have a strong campaign against the Springboks and other opposition. They were left wanting against the Wallabies and Argentina on a couple of occasions, which is quite rare for the All Blacks. That was strange and had some of their fans pretty worried. So I guess a strange year, strange results all round. They've ended it well, but far from convincing. So I guess everyone puts a bit of an asterisk next to this year, moves on to next year, where we really get an idea of how this All Blacks team is tracking towards the 2023 World Cup in France.
Thank you very much. Joe Porter there.